un momento here.
Thank you, Tina. Hola, señor Jaime, ¿cómo está?
Bien, bien, oiga.
¿Está bien si hablamos español, señor Jaime, o prefiere que le hable en inglés?
No, está bien, digo. En español está bien.
Perfecto. Mire, no le quiero hacer perder mucho tiempo, señor Jaime. Le voy a hablar, directo, para
sí.
evitar perder tiempo, ¿verdad? Y le digo eso con mucho respeto, ¿verdad? Obviamente
sí.
es nomás,
uh-huh.
que no, si lo que ofrecemos le gusta, usted ocupa y quiere más clientes y el precio se le ajusta al presupuesto de usted, le damos para adelante.
Sí.
Si no, no pasa nada. Le damos las gracias.
Sí.
Ahora, Jaime Torres Insulation, ¿usted está haciendo trabajos residencial o también está haciendo comercial, Jaime?
Residencial y comercial también.
Los dos. Okay.
Sí.
Perfecto. So, mire, lo que estamos proponiendo nosotros el día de hoy es de poner a Jaime Torres Insulation en la
sí.
primera página de Google, ¿verdad?
Sí. Uh-huh.
Ahorita se nos abrió una posición. Mire, para sí. estar en la primer página de Google tiene que haber una posición abierta porque pues nomás caben como 8 a 10 compañías en la
sí.
primer página. So, ahorita lo que estamos haciendo es llamando el área de Houston porque se acaba de abrir esta posición hace media hora. Y
sí.
estamos buscando una persona que haga insulation. Ahora, sí le quiero preguntar muy directo, señor Jaime. A usted si le empiezan a caer trabajos a residenciales y commercial, ¿sí está
sí.
en la posición donde puede aceptar clientes nuevos? ¿Puede recibir más trabajo?
Oh, sí.
Okay, perfecto. Es lo que
claro
quería
que
escuchar.
Sí.
Okay.
So, sí.
mire, nosotros lo pusiéramos en la primer página ahí al parte de Ultimate Insulation, Houston Insulation, Phoenix Insulation, Pro Attic, EZ,
sí.
Doctor Insulation, Koala, Affordable Insulation y Atlas Repair, que son las
sí.
compañías que aparecen en Google como primeros resultados.
Uh-huh.
No sé si usted ha escuchado mencionar alguna de estas compañías, pero hacen lo mismo que usted, Jaime, ¿verdad?
Sí. No.
Okay. Sí, estas compañías hacen lo mismo que usted. La única diferencia es de que
sí.
están siendo promovidas en la primer página de Google. Y es así
uh-huh.
como están captando todo el trabajo. Es por eso que mantienen
sí.
bastante ocupadas. Porque están
sí.
en la primer página de Google. So, ahí es donde nosotros
uh-huh.
lo pusiéramos a usted. Ahora, dígame una cosa. ¿El tiempo que ha tenido la compañía le ha creado una página website o todavía no?
No había hecho ni uno ya.
Okay. Le pregunto porque parte del servicio que nosotros ofrecemos,
sí.
nosotros le hiciéramos un website y no se le cobra
uh-huh.
adicional. Ya viene incluido, Jaime, en el servicio.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Sí.
Mire, le voy a mandar un mensaje de texto para que vea el ejemplo de lo que le estoy hablando. No sé si usted sabe lo que es un website. ¿Sí sabe lo que es un website?
Le voy a pasar a mi esposa. Ella sabe más de esto que yo.
Okay. Okay. Perfecto. No se preocupe.
Uh-huh. Hello.
Hi, how are you doing?
Hello. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing just wonderful. Thank you so much for asking. Is it okay if we continue in English? Because I was speaking in Spanish to Jaime. I mean, can we speak in English? Or
yeah, we could do that. That sounds perfect for me. It's more better.
Oh, okay. Okay, so it sounds like you probably speak English a little bit more than Spanish then.
Yes.
Okay, no worry. So, I'm sorry, who am I speaking with?
I'm San Juanita.
Oh, your name is San Juanita?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. That's quite a unique name. That's pretty nice. Okay.
It is.
So, San Juanita, what we're offering Jaime today is to put Jaime Torres Insulation as part of
uh-huh.
Google's as part of Google's first page results. So when somebody in Houston is looking for someone that does insulation, he's gonna pop
uh-huh.
up as one of the top recommended persons in the area that can do insulation. Like, 'cause he's
oh wow, that sounds good.
Yeah, because what he's telling us is that he can use more customers, and that's
yes.
something that we can provide is to give him more clients. Okay.
Okay. Yes.
So what we would do is that we would put him right alongside of like Koala Insulation, Payless Insulation, All Attic Insulation, First Defense, USA Insulation, and Houston Insulation, which are the companies.
Mm-hmm.
that come up as first option. When somebody goes on Google and they type in insulation near me, these are the companies
uh-huh.
that come up as first results. So Jaime Torres Insulation will also be one of those top recommended results on Google's first page. Okay.
Okay, that sounds really good.
Yeah, it actually is going to be wonderful for him. As long as he's able to take on more work, because he told me he could take on more work, then it's going to work perfectly fine. He also told me he doesn't have a website yet, so I told him that part of the service, San Juanita, that we offer, we can build a website for him, and we wouldn't charge him anything additional. It's already included in the service.
Okay.
Okay, to build a website. I actually sent him a text message. Is that number the 281-808-6770? Can he receive text
yes,
messages
that's
there?
Number. Yes.
Okay. Let's see here. Hey, I'll send it to you as well so you take a look at the website. It's very nice, very neat. What's your number?
My number is, well, the one I would like to use is the one like a business number.
Okay. Yeah, no, I'll put a business number on here in a second. I just want to send you the link so you can take a look at the website.
Okay. 832-833-6640.
I have 832-833-6640.
Correct.
Okay, bear with me here one quick second. All right, I just sent it over right now to your phone. Here, let me just make sure it went through. Bear with me one second. How's your day so far?
It's going good.
That's good. Are you working with Jaime?
Yeah, we work together.
Oh, that's pretty neat. I normally don't get to speak to couples that work together. Either one stays home and the other one works. So that's pretty cool.
yeah,
okay,
weird.
I just sent it over to your phone and his phone. Did you receive it?
It says I got it and I clicked on it. It says Handy Masters. Is that correct?
That is correct. Yes. Yeah, so this is just a sample website. So right there where it says Handy Masters, it would say Jaime Torres Insulation. And then right underneath that, this is where we would list. I just send you a random one so you can take a look at it, but they look very nice and very professional. This is where we would list the services that he offers the public. Like this company, they do kitchen and bathroom remodeling, handyman services, home repairs, which would include insulation. So whatever services he offers the public, Juanita, we will put this on here. And then if he has any pictures of the jobs that he's doing, we would also put them on the website. Okay. And then if you look at the right bottom corner of this, there's like a little phone and text message icon. Do you see that?
Oh, yes. I see that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. We'll link up that number that you told me that you want to appear as a business number. That would be the number that we will link up to the website. So when customers on Google are ready to call him, they don't have to look up his
uh-huh.
number. They'll just hit the little phone icon, and that's going to dial them
uh-huh.
directly. You know, it's going to dial his cell phone direct. Yeah, or the phone that you
uh-huh.
provide us. Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right. And how about social media? Do you guys have any social media?
We don't. The reason we don't is because we've checked. Well, we actually checked, but he does have families with the same name. And so that's why we didn't want to do it. Well, do Facebook really. And nothing else. What we're
okay.
on right now, we have this application that is they find us leads, and we just go to the to the leads. We just get their information and we go and look and we give quotes.
What application is that? Are you guys using like Angie's or Home Advisor?
Yes, Angie.
Okay. Well, here, I'm going to be very honest with you, Juanita. If you guys, I don't know how Angie's working for you, but obviously Jaime told me, you know, he needs more work. So if you guys like Angie for any reason, you guys will love Google because there's so many more people. And when I mean many more, I'm talking about thousands and thousands of more people that use Google than anything else. You know, I mean,
definitely. I'm one of those.
Yeah, so am I. I mean, I would never go on to Angie's to look for something. I mean, I'm always going to use Google. It's like just the rest of the world. You ask somebody nowadays, hey, where can I find, you know, a plumber, an electrician or whatever it is.
And Google, you can find it.
Yeah. The universal answer is just Google it, you know? And he'll see a big difference being on there, man. And I don't know if you guys knew this, but I'll let you in on something, Juanita. Angie's List, do you know where they get the leads that they sell you? Do you know where they get their leads from?
I don't know. I didn't ask.
They buy them from Google and then they resell them to you. So what you would be doing is basically just cutting out the middleman, because even Angie's List, they buy the leads from Google and then they just turn around and sell them to you, you know, 3 or 4 times the price. So the reason that I was asking you is that we also work directly with Facebook. So we would help you guys promote the company on Facebook, and then we would run ads on Facebook for you. And that's already included on the service. We don't charge you extra to do the ads on Facebook for the business. And then the last platform that we work with that we would also list you guys on would be Apple, through Apple Maps. For anyone that has an iPhone that uses Safari to do searches, we would also list Jaime through there as well. Okay. But here's the bottom line, and I'm going to be very straightforward with you. I mean, the real golden ticket here is for him to have his own website and be on Google's first page. That's going to keep you guys quite busy. Okay?
Oh, yes.
Now,
yes, it would.
Now, the pricing. Let's get down to the turkey, right? To the real, to the real deal.
Right to the point.
Yes, let's talk turkey. The pricing is actually very affordable and very fair, Juanita. That's why people love Google, because it's one flat rate a month. And there's no hidden charges. I mean, it's $299 a month. You do pay the first month a $99 setup fee. That's for all new customers that go on Google's first page. They pay $99, but you only pay those $99 the first month. Every single month is $299 a month, and it's a flat rate. So what does that mean? It means that it doesn't matter how many jobs he gets, how many leads he gets, how many people call him through Google. He's never going to pay more or less. It's always a flat rate. That's why people love that, because, you know, with Angie's, it's like sometimes you got to pay for a lead and it's only someone that wanted a quote, and then you still got to pay for it even though you didn't get the job. Right?
Yeah, I've seen that. Yeah, because it sends me on the application, I do see there that it does show me the rate. And then every time somebody calls, they start deducting it from that rate, that rate that they give us, which is 600. And then every customer that calls, it's like they subtract it from there. So I do see that there's one that charged like $72. And there was another one that they charged 52 something. And then there was another, so they have different prices, and I don't understand how they would get different prices.
And the worst thing is when you don't get the job, right? It's like, hey, I'm paying for something I'm not even getting, and that doesn't make any sense, you know?
Yeah.
The good thing with Google is that, like I said, it does not matter how many jobs you get, how many leads, that flat rate is always going to be a month. And then you're going to get a lot more exposure, because the more people use Google than anything else, Juanita. So,
his
website. So that's why I asked him in the beginning of the call if he was able to handle more business, because that's what's going to tend to happen when we put, you know, his company on Google's first page. And he says,
I think what I would have to do is cancel Angie then, and then, you know, just stick with Google, because I know Google is, I know everybody uses Google. Like, it's really weird and somebody that won't use Google, because, I mean, that's what I do. Anything I need to know, just go.
Yeah, no worries. I will assign this first place placement to you guys. So that way we don't give it to anyone else. So I'll give it to Jaime. And then you can cancel Angie's at any moment, whenever you want. But you're going to see the difference on Google right away. And the good thing is that once you see the difference with Google, you don't have to be paying anyone else, you know. Just one. Okay. So the company name is going to be under Jaime Torres. And what's a good email address, Juanita?
I'm sorry, your phone broke up. What was that?
Oh, I said, what's a good email address?
We use the Torres Insulation 25@gmail.com.
25@gmail. Okay.
So my question to you. I have a quick question. How much are you going to, if we want to do it today, how much will you charge us today?
The total that you're looking at today, here, give me 1 second. Let me pull that up right quick. The total today is $398. Well, it's $299, but the only difference is that $99 setup charge. So today you pay $398, and then every month after, you pay $299. But trust me when I tell you this, Juanita, the service is going to pay for itself on Google. You know, I mean, you know, based on the amount of work that we'll start sending his way, you know, and the opportunities that will open up. So, Juanita, are you Spanish speaking as well?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Okay, perfecto. No sabía si hablabas español. Ahora, ¿podemos listar la compañía como bilingüe? Can they call, you know, if can somebody reach you guys? You guys speak both English and Spanish, I'm assuming?
Yes. Well, he really speaks to more of the Spanish, and then if anybody that don't speak Spanish, they speak with me.
Oh, okay. Okay, perfect. Okay, that's pretty good. Now, here's an important question, Juanita. What's that number that you want to appear on Google, you know, where the customers can call?
And the number would be the number that I gave you.
The 6640?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Bear with me here 1 second. Right. And I'm sorry that I'm asking this question again, but I have to verify. Okay, the 6640 is the correct number. Okay. You guys could handle more business right now, right? If you guys start getting calls from the Google platform, you are able to handle more customers.
Yes.
Okay. That's important for us because we want to work with someone that's able to satisfy the work. Now, is it just you and him working, Juanita, or do you guys have, like, let's say we send you a job that's pretty big. Is he able to get help or, you know, have people that can help him complete the work?
Oh yeah, definitely. All his family members, his siblings all work in this.
Okay. It's a family thing. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Perfect. Let me put a note on that here. That's important. Thank you for telling me that. So if we send him a job that's a little bit bigger, it wouldn't be a problem to get that completed.
Oh no. No.
Okay.
No.
Perfect. All right. And then.
Because since his siblings they work in this as well. They have their machines. So if it's a pretty big job.
Okay. They're able to do it.
They would give them, help them out, and they would use their machine, you know. And we just, like, you know, they know how to work around all that. So they've done it before. So, we'll have it done.
Can I add you to the account as an authorized party on here as well? Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay, let me just put that here. You said your name was San Juanita, right?
San, yes. San Juanita.
Okay, San Juanita is the wife and also an authorized party to make decisions. on this account.
One.
Okay, perfect. Now, how far outside of Houston are you guys willing to travel for a new job?
Well, actually, we've gone outside. We're all over here in Texas.
Okay, what do you say, like 50 miles, 60 miles?
I want to say like about, 50 miles.
All right, I'll put you guys down for 50 miles.
You could do 50 miles plus.
50 miles plus, okay, 1 second.
Uh-huh.
All right, and then, ¿qué días y qué horas quisiera que dijera en Google that you guys are open for business? Like, what days and what times? What did you want to show on Google?
I want to say, I would want to say, like, from 8 till 7, because 7, that's when it gets dark. And the reason sometimes, because sometimes people, they just want estimates, and so that way it could still be daytime, and we could go out and look at the job.
Okay, perfect. And
yeah.
¿Están trabajando de lunes a sábado, o qué días están trabajando? ¿Lunes a viernes?
Even Sundays.
Day? Oh, okay.
Even Sundays, we work on Sundays.
Hey, so you guys are not, You guys are not kidding, huh? That's good. I promise you one thing, Juanita,
you're gonna...
Mm-hmm. I said you're gonna love the services on Google. I mean, and it's not even about loving the services, it's about being busy. You know, you're gonna tell the difference right away. You'll be like, man, how come we didn't do Google a long time ago? all right. And okay, I just need a few more things here.
And I have one question for you. And how did you hear about us?
Yes, so anytime, we have a marketing department, right? That's where Tara called Jaime from. So anytime we have a position in an area that opens up on Google, like right now we had the position on the first page that became available to put a company there. Our marketing team, Jaime's name, company name, and his number are public information. So our marketing department, when they see that, they look at the area where the position on Google opened up, and then when we see a company that's not on Google, that does not have Google services, you guys become primary candidates to us, and that's how we reach out to you.
Oh, I see.
So they likely got his number from the platform on Angie's List. Keep in mind that because Angie's List uses Google to get the leads that they sell you guys, so we have all that information.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So when we see that you guys don't have a profile on Google, and that you guys are not being advertised for Google, then you guys become primary candidate for us to offer you guys Google services.
Okay.
Yeah. So what's the name of the Facebook page? Does he have, or is it a personal one, or what's the name of the company for the Facebook?
We haven't done one, so it would be Jaime Torres Installation.
Okay, no worries. What we would do is that we would help you, Juanita, in creating one.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Okay.
So, now, we would also do the website. Now, here's a real important question. Are you guys taking pictures of the work?
Oh, yeah, we have pictures. We have lots of pictures because usually when, like, the customers, they're not there at the job site when we finish, so they want us to take pictures and send it to them so that way they can see.
Excellent. Uh-huh. Keep doing that. That's important because we would put those pictures on the website and we would put them on Google. So now you can just tell the clients, hey, you know what, log into my Google profile and you can see our work. So it's gonna work pretty good for you. Just make sure you guys continue to take pictures when you're doing the work.
Okay.
You will get a courtesy call from our IT department tomorrow, Juanita. I'm sure you know what the IT department is. They're the guys that create the website, that put you on Google. I mean, they do all the back end work for the company. What time tomorrow would you have about 30 minutes to spare?
Well, actually, I do not have a time, but you could call me at any time. And well, usually he's the one who's busy. I'm usually just here in the vehicle doing other things. So, you know, you could reach out at any time, would be fine.
Would be fine. Okay. But you would be the one in charge of, cause he says that you knew a little bit more about like the internet and stuff. So I would think that, you know,
yeah,
talking to you will probably be a little bit better.
Yes. Yes. I'm the one who takes care of everything. He just does the job and I do the rest.
Okay. you're the real boss. Okay. Gotcha. Alrighty. And then do you want to be called by the Spanish or by the English department? What would you prefer?
I prefer English. It's fine.
English. Okay. Perfect. And then can you give me a rough time? I mean, do you prefer mornings or afternoons, or where do you think that you would be more?
Afternoon is best.
Okay. I do have in the afternoon, I have a 4 or a 5 p.m. available.
4 would be fine.
It'll be fine. Okay. All right. Bear with me 1 second. I'm almost done here. Thank you for being very patient. And then, Juanita, you do have access to torresinsulation25@gmail.com, correct?
Yes, I do.
Okay, perfect. Because I'm going to send the confirmations to you there. You're going to get everything there in a few minutes. Okay, so just bear with me. Now,
okay.
I do have to create an account for the profile that we're creating on Google for the business. This is just in case you call us or Jaime calls us. We need to make sure that we're only speaking with you guys. There's 3 questions. You can choose one of these, and whichever one you choose will be the password for the account. Your mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your pet's name?
You could do mother's maiden name.
Mother's maiden name. Okay, and what is that?
Martinez.
Martinez. With a Zeta, right, at the end?
Yes.
All right. Keep in mind that Martinez is the password to the account. Okay?
Okay.
Perfect. And I did add you to the account as an authorized party. And then I also put you guys down for light commercial work. So, and I'm sorry if I sound repetitive, but the system just prompted me again to ask you. If you guys start getting calls, whether it's commercial or residential, you guys are able to take on more business, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry for asking you that again, San Juanita. It's just that,
no, that's fine.
You know, we know what happens once you, you know, become part of Google's first page. You know, toda la gente que se mete a Google a hacer búsquedas de insulation los va a mirar a ustedes right away.
Okay.
Bear with me 1 second here. Almost done. All right. And then the pictures that you guys have for the work you guys have them on the phone, on a computer, or where do you have them?
We have them on both.
Both. Okay, perfect. Just make sure you have them handy tomorrow when you get the call at 4 p.m. because the IT guys will ask you for them, you know, to build the website. Okay?
Okay.
And then, Juanita, in order to initiate the account with Google, there's 2 ways that the company allows you to satisfy the monthly payment so we can get the ball rolling. You can either take care of it with a company card, if you guys have a company card, or you can use a personal debit card. Which would you prefer?
We have a company card for right now.
Okay.
But
you can always change it.
Okay.
You can always change it down the line. So the company card, because we work, you know, through very secure systems on behalf of Google, it has to say the identical name or our system won't accept it. So does the card say Jaime Torres Insulation, or what does the card say exactly?
As far as the name on the card?
Correct.
It says San Juanita Perez.
Oh, it's yours. Okay. Sorry, I didn't know that.
Okay. It says business debit, but it says my name, and then it says my business Torres Insulation. Insulate.
Oh, okay. But it only says Torres Insulation. It does not say Jaime Torres. Okay, I see what you're saying.
No. But it does. The card has my name.
No worries. Pero la tarjeta dice San, and that's S-A-N, and then Juanita, J-U-A-N-I-T.
All together.
Excuse me?
It's all together. San Juanita is all together.
Oh, okay. It's not 2 different names. Okay. Sorry. I thought
no,
it was 2.
It's all together.
All together. And then Perez, with a Z at the end.
Correct.
Okay, perfect. Bear with me 1 second. And is this a Visa, MasterCard, or American Express, San Juanita?
It's a MasterCard.
MasterCard. Hey, where did you get your name from, if you don't mind me asking? I've never dealt with someone named San Juanita, I'll tell you that. And I've been doing this for so many years.
Yes, I know. I worked in the insurance, and the whole time, for 10 years, I only bumped into 4 people with my same name. I don't know. My mom, I don't know where they came up with
it. Sounds
my name.
Like a, it sounds like some type of saint, honestly.
Because it says San Juanita.
Yeah, San. Perfect. All right, bear with me here 1 second. Okay. All MasterCards start with a number 5, San Juanita. Whenever you're ready, you can provide me the number, and then I'll get you the confirmation over to your email.
Oh, I don't know if we have money because I just paid for some material.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not sure if we have money on that card. Let's see.
Yeah, you want to check? If you want to check, I don't mind, you know, for you to check. I mean... Or I can also try it, and I can let you know if you want me to try it.
Okay. Let's see. It's 527, I'm sorry, 5207.
Okay.
1100.
Okay.
8038.
Okay.
5419.
Okay. Expiration?
0130.
Okay, and then the CC code is going to be the last 3 digits behind the card.
924.
924. All right, and then what is the address that's associated with the billing address that's associated with the card?
I can remember. It's the P.O. Box. It's P.O. Box.
Okay.
262.
Give me 1 second.
Can you
PO
get
box.
PO box, or does it have to be?
It has to be a physical address. You can provide me the your home address. No worries. We're not going to put it on Google. It's just in case we have to send any correspondence in the mail.
Okay, it's 5771. Belmont
seven,
Street.
What is it called? Belmont.
Bell. It's like B E L.
Okay.
And then Mark M A R K Street.
Oh, Bellmark. Gotcha. And the zip code is 77033?
Correct.
Okay. All right. All right. Bear with me 1 second. Let's cross our fingers here. let's see if this, pans out here so we can get you guys on Google. Give me 1 second. I'll verify for you right now. Okay.
Okay.
And then you would be the one taking the English calls as well, right, Juanita?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Just wanted to make sure. All right, bear with me 1 second.
All right.
So you also do work? Like you actually do the physical labor as well?
No, I don't.
Oh, okay. That's right. You told me earlier that you just stay in the truck, huh?
Yes.
Oh, that's funny. Okay, let's see here. Bear with me 1 second. I'll tell you right now in a second if this pans out. Hopefully it works out because you guys will definitely... You know, especially if he's looking for more work, which he told me he is, this will definitely work out for you guys. So bear with me. Oh, yeah, I came back insufficient funds. You were absolutely correct.
Yeah.
So this is what I'll do here. Let me, normally I don't do this, but I'm going to help you out here. I'm going to remove that setup fee for you. Okay. Again, normally we don't do that, Juanita, because the pricing is already very, ya está bien económico. It's pretty, you know, on the low end, to get you guys on Google and get you work. So I'll reduce the pricing to $299. Okay, I won't charge you the setup fee.
Okay.
Bear with me here 1 second. All right, just give me 1 second. I gotta make sure I'm doing this correctly. Okay, because I ran it twice, it declined the transaction, which means you're probably going to get a text message just verifying that it's us trying to process the charge. You know how, I don't know what bank you bank with, but I bank with Chase, and normally I'll get a verification. You just got to hit yes on your phone, and then it will allow us to go ahead and process it.
It's not giving me that. It's the same thing. Let me see. No, it's not giving me anything.
You should give it a second. It's gonna likely come to your phone because it says the transaction has been declined. Oh, it's been declined. Okay, let's see here. Okay, you know what we can do, San Juanita? If you want, we can use a different card, and then next month, we can always change it back to the business card. But, you know, to get you guys on Google, we can use a different card if you want to use a different one.
Okay, or can you give us a call later on today so we could go ahead and set it up?
Well, I'm trying to give you guys the position on the first page because what happens is, you know, I'm just going to be very honest with you. Our marketing team, they continue to call the Houston area, you know, until they find someone that does insulation to fill in the position on the first page. So I prefer, honestly, to give it to you guys because I already have everything set up. So that way we can make sure that you guys get that position on the first page of Google. Otherwise...
Right.
If you call me later, and I mean, you can do that. Believe me, we're not a company that's going to, you know, make you feel like you're pressured to doing something. Obviously not. But if you call me later, it's very likely that, you know, another company would have taken that spot on the first page. I explained that to Jaime. That's why he wanted to get it done. So, I mean, if you have a different card, we can get that processed, and then we can always change it back to this card next month.
Yeah. Yeah, because we don't have another card we could use.
Oh, shoot. Yeah, that's a problem. Okay.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can do something here. Bear with me here 1 second. Do you know how much, so I can try to see if I can hold that spot for you guys on that first page. Do you know how much you have on that card, Juanita?
Let me see. Give me a second. I only have $79 on that card.
79. Well, that explains why nothing's going through.
yeah, because we just bought a lot of materials just now, so that's the reason. I wasn't sure how much we had on the card.
Okay, look, what I could do, I will talk to my, let me ask my director, because what I can do is I can probably hold the position on the first page for you if we put like a $75, hold on it, and then I'll call you later today when you put more money on the card and we'll process the rest.
Okay, that sounds good.
Yeah, hold on, I promise I'm trying to work with you guys, let me ask. All right, bear with me one second, Juanita.
Uh-huh.
I mean, what's the worst they can say is no. But I'm asking for you. Hold on one second here.
Okay.
Hey, if you're buying materials, at least that's good. It sounds like, you know, at least you got some work going on.
Yeah. Yeah, we have some. Not compared like what we used to have.
What happened? Why do you think you guys dropped in work?
We have no idea. They just started going, you know, just dropping, and like we were even work in Austin. We had a lot of work in Austin. That also we stopped doing work in Austin because nothing was coming up. And so it was just like it just dropped crazy, like out of nowhere.
That's crazy. That's insane.
Yeah.
But don't worry, man. I could tell you this much. If you guys, you know, once you do the Google, I mean, it will definitely pick back up for you guys.
Yeah, hopefully.
All right. Give me a second. I just sent it over to my my director. Let me see what he tells me.
Okay.
Alrighty. Okay, he asked me, what time later today would you pay the rest?
Como a qué horas más rato?
Como a las tres ya.
Around three?
All right, three to four I'm going to put on here.
Yes,
okay.
Three to four.
But it's 100% sure, right? Because once I process this, I cannot refund the 75 anymore, so I don't want you to lose that.
No, it's for sure.
Okay, perfect, because it... And then just give me a second, because he's also asking me why I removed that $99. He's probably going to think you're my prima or something. He's like, hey, why are we removing the programming fee? I said, because, you know, I want to help them, and they are just having a little trouble financially. So no worries. I'll take that in for you. So, all right, give me one second while I set this up.
Okay.
All right.
Yo por eso le estoy diciendo al señor que es mejor cancelar el de Angie y ya nomás quedarnos con ellos.
¿Y cuánto cobran eso?
$2.99.
¿Un más barato?
Más barato que Angie.
Y dile que son servicios directos con Google.
¿Ya ves? Angie, le estaba explicando que lo que usted me dijo que Angie gana clientes de con ustedes que del Google. Y
sí, pues
venden a nosotros.
De ahí ellos agarran sus clientes y se los venden a ustedes más caros. Ajá.
Oh, okay.
Ya, yeah, es lo que le estaba explicando yo a él.
Les va a rendir más el dinero, you know, de lo que están gastando. So,
yeah.
Es lo que importa al fin del día, you know, que no estén gastando de en vano.
I know. I mean, es de que, you know, estamos tratando de agarrar, lo que yo estaba viendo que con Angie es, you know, como, si tú no eres rápido en contestar, pierdes el cliente y allí te están rebajando.
No, y ¿sabes qué? La otra cosa que ellos hacen también, de que el mismo cliente que les dan a ustedes, se los dan como a 6 o 7 otras personas.
Sí,
entonces
por eso perdemos el cliente y ellos ganan dinero. De las 6 personas que les mandaron clientes, ellos ya agarraron dinero ahí.
Yep, they, I mean, mira, el plan que ellos han hecho les está funcionando a esta compañía de maravilla, pero por eso ellos se han cambiado el nombre 3 veces en los últimos 7 años, disculpa. En los últimos 7 años se han cambiado el nombre 3 veces. ¿Por qué? porque tienen varias demandas contra ellos. Ellos antes eran HomeAdvisor y luego se cambiaron el nombre a Angie's List. Ahora solamente son Angie's. ¿Por qué? Porque lo que hacen es de que ellos agarran su dinero, le venden ese lead a 7, 8 personas y todos pagan, pero nomás uno agarra el trabajo.
Ajá. Y sí, y eso es lo que, por eso ellos dicen, oh, you have to be quick with your leads, you have to enter quick. Y luego lo que yo me di cuenta fue porque una persona me dijo, oh, I'll call you back, porque le marqué, I called them. Because they say, I can't talk, I'm busy at the moment, but I'll call you back. And then they never call me back, and they send me a text and said, oh, no, it's okay, because I said, I want to get an update to see if you were still interested in getting a quote. And they tell me, oh, no, I got another company. So to me right there, it clicked to me and said, well, we're not the only ones. They give the number to a lot of people and see who's the first one to get them.
That's not very good a way to do business, you know. It's just nomás les beneficia a ellos, no al cliente.
Yeah.
Okay,
so
give me one second. Okay.
Okay.
I went ahead and I processed that $75. It's already processed. So I'm going to call you between 3 and 4 p.m.
Okay.
And the balance that you're going to owe, it's going to be $224.
Okay, got it. Let me write it down. Give me a second. Let me get a pen right quick. $224. You said $224?
$224 will be the remaining balance.
Just $224 even?
$224 even, correct. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. So I wrote it down so that way I won't forget. Okay. So we'll go ahead and take care of that. It's going to cost me 3 and 4.
Just do me a favor. Make sure that you guys get that deposited because I don't want you to lose $75, obviously, you know. And obviously, I went out of my way to get you guys that position on the first page of Google. And I'm saying this because normally we don't do this. Just make sure, I will call you back, between 3 and 4 so we can get this processed. If you start getting text messages or any emails, please disregard them because I haven't set everything up correctly yet because no se ha completado el pago.
Okay, no, that's fine. I got it.
Okay. All right, San Juanita, I will call you between 3 and 4 o'clock. And, you know, les te dijera, señor Jaime and Juanita, welcome to Google Services, but I'm going to wait for this payment to be completed to say that. Okay?
Okay, no, but we'll have it there. We'll for sure have it there.
Okay, Juanita, and then just make sure that you have the pictures también para mañana. So we can build the website.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds good. I'll have it ready.
Okay. All right. I'll talk to you later. Gracias, Jaime. Talk to you guys later.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.